Chapter 1. Leslie knew the singles dinner party was a write-off when she found herself turning it into an anecdote halfway through her deconstructed prawn cocktail. She was already trying out character sketches of her fellow guests, mentally rehearsing how she'd describe them to her friend Romy to make her laugh. By the time the perfectly done beef Wellington was served, she had composed a couple of witty tweets and was mulling over a Facebook post. Something pithy and poignant about her relationship status remaining unchanged. Maybe she tried to find a gift to go with it. She was more relieved than anything. Dinner Dates was legendary for its high success rate, and Helen O'Neill's talent for matchmaking meant that there was a lengthy waiting list for a place at one of her weekly dinner parties. But the truth was, Leslie was in no hurry to get into another serious relationship after her breakup with Rob. In fact, she was excited about being single again, and was only here tonight because her sister Katrina had kept on at her about it, and she'd eventually relented to get her off her back. At the time, the first available slot had seemed impossibly far away, and after signing up, she'd promptly forgotten about it. But her turn had finally rolled round on this cold Friday night in April, so here she was. She could see how Dinner Dates had earned its reputation as the golden ticket among Dublin's singles. Everyone was very nice, the wine was flowing, the food was sublime, and Helen, presiding at the top of the table, was the perfect hostess. But Leslie had known there was no one here she wanted to shag, as soon as the 10 assembled singletons had introduced themselves to each other over pre-dinner drinks in the conservatory.
"So that was that,"
the man beside her said, breaking into her thoughts. She turned to him. Matthew, 30-ish, graphic designer. Quite cute if you could overlook the hipster goatee, which Leslie couldn't. He was looking at her expectantly, and she realised she had no idea what he'd been saying. She nodded and gave a vague smile that she hoped would cover all bases, hovering somewhere between sympathy, regret, and wry amusement. Luckily, she seemed to have got away with it as Matthew smiled back at her. She should pay attention. Be present in the moment. The trouble was, she was crap at being in the now. She knew that because she had done a Buddhist meditation course and she had totally flunked it. She had paid €100 to sit cross-legged on the floor of a damp basement in Rathmines every night for 6 weeks while she thought about what to have for dinner and wondered if the very fit young monk who taught them would be really kind and non-judgmental in bed, or whether he was even allowed to have sex. She wondered where Jampa was now.
"So what about you?"
Matthew asked her. "Have you ever?" He left the sentence hanging. Fuck, she'd zoned out again. Ever what? Ever been married? Done a bungee jump? Hosted an orgy? What? Just the once, she said falteringly. "Oh." Matthew reared back, eyebrows raised. Leslie hoped she hadn't admitted to hosting an orgy. She was relieved when Helen gave the signal for the men to move places as a couple of teenage girls acting as waitresses for the evening started to clear the plates. "Finally, I've been waiting to sit here all evening." Al, a 30-something architect, was giving her a twinkly smile as he took a seat beside her. He was tall and ramrod straight, handsome in an old-fashioned matinee idol kind of way. She could picture him in an old black-and-white movie, all stiff upper lip and quiet dignity as he led his adoring troops off to their death, while he doled out encouragement in his clipped, officer-class English accent. Al was good-looking and friendly, but she'd already ruled him out when they'd chatted briefly in the conservatory. She liked her men more rough and ready. Besides, everyone here was looking for a serious relationship, and she was in no hurry to get coupled up again. "I've never met a real-life private detective before," Al said. "That must be interesting." "It is, although there's a fair amount of grunt work involved. It's not all eating donuts out of a paper bag and watching people bonking through binoculars." "It's not?" Al looked disappointed. "Well, it mostly is," Leslie said, feeling bad for shattering his illusions. "I just said that because I don't like to boast." The fact was, she'd never met a real-life private detective either, but she decided it would be fun to pass herself off as one tonight. She'd always fancied herself as an amateur sleuth, and since she'd already decided she wouldn't be seeing any of these people again, she figured there was no harm in it. Besides, it would be a lot more interesting for everyone else than struggling to make small talk about her freelance IT business. "What sort of work do you do?" Al asked. "It's mostly cheaters," she said. "Hence the bunking through binoculars,"